I love the Lord's injunction found in the 88th section of the Doctrine and Covenants. Quote, I give unto you a commandment that you shall teach one another all the doctrine of the kingdom. Teach ye diligently, and my grace shall attend you. Many years ago, as I was traveling by air to an assignment in Southern California, a lovely young lady sat down in the empty seat next to me. She began reading a book. As one is inclined to do, I glanced at the title, you know, A Marvelous Work and a Wonder. I said to her, oh, you must be a Mormon. She responded, oh, no. Why would you ask? I replied, well, you're reading a book written by a very prominent member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She said, is that right? A friend gave this to me, but I don't know much about it. However, it has aroused my curiosity. Then I wondered, should I be forward and say more about the church? And the words of the Apostle Peter came to mind, be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you. I decided that this was the time when I should bear my testimony. I told her that it was my privilege, years before, to have assisted Elder Richards in printing A Marvelous Work and a Wonder. I told her something about that great man. I told her the many thousands of people who had embraced the truth after reading that which he had prepared. Then it was my privilege, all the way to Los Angeles, to answer her questions relative to the church. Intelligent questions that came from a heart which was seeking the truth. I asked if I might make arrangements for two sister missionaries to call upon her. I asked if she would like to attend our branch in San Francisco where she lived. Her answers were affirmative. Upon returning home, I wrote to President Irvin G. Derrick of the San Francisco Stake and passed along to him this information. Can you imagine my delight when a few months later I received a call from President Derrick in which he said, Elder Monson, I'm calling about Yvonne Ramirez, an off-duty flight attendant, a young lady who sat next to you on a flight to Los Angeles, a young lady to whom you said that it was not coincidence that you sat next to her and that she was reading A Marvelous Work and a Wonder on that trip. Brother Monson, she has just become the newest member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. She'd like to speak to you and express her gratitude. Of course, I was overjoyed. It was a wonderful call.